Many theories have been offered to explain the Torah's use of multiple names for God. Medieval Kabbalists understood the names to be expressing different aspects in the manifold nature of the divine. Early modern biblical scholars took the same phenomenon as evidence of the composite nature of the Torah. In Parshat Vayera, the Torah itself addresses the issue and suggests that the critical question may not be what God's name is, but who's asking. The Parsha begins in the middle of a conversation between God and Moshe. Moshe has just returned from an unsuccessful first confrontation with Pharaoh, one that resulted in an increase in already impossible labor demands. Exasperated, Moshe complains to God that Pharaoh's decrees have only gotten worse since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, Lidaber Bishmecha. The mention of God's name seems to prompt a direct response. Elohim spoke to Moshe and said to him, Ani Adonai, I am Adonai. I appeared to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov as El Shaddai, but by my name Adonai, I was not known to them. These words by themselves present us with what appears to be a moment of tremendous significance in the Torah's narrative. God is revealing a new name to Moshe, one that even the great fathers of Genesis never knew. What's more, as the reader of the Torah can probably identify, this is the most important of God's names, the one that will be used more than any other in the Torah and will eventually become the standard form of address in Jewish prayer. Finally, here in Exodus, through Moshe, we have been given the Tetragrammaton, the famous four-letter name of God, traditionally pronounced Adonai. But there's a major problem with this understanding. This name has already been used hundreds of times in the Torah before this. It appears in the second chapter of Genesis and is then used throughout all the stories of the early families of the earth. The Torah quotes characters themselves using the name Adonai. There's even explicit mention in the last line of chapter 4 of Genesis of some general awakening to the name. Shet also had a son and he called him Enosh. It was then that calling out in the name Adonai began. Az huchal likro b'shem Adonai. There's some debate over how to understand what is meant by calling out in the name Adonai, but it seems clear that whatever they were doing, these people knew and used the name Adonai. All of this, however, so far takes place before Avraham arrives on the scene. So perhaps we can understand the name reveal in our Parsha to mean that it was Avraham's family in particular who knew God by the name El Shaddai and not Adonai. Perhaps some tradition from the days before the flood had been lost and was only now being recovered by Moshe. Yet, when we turn to look at Avraham's story, we find that not only does the name Adonai appear throughout, and not only does Avraham use it himself, we even find a moment when God communicates the name to Avraham directly. And God says to Avraham in a vision, Ani Adonai, I am Adonai, asher hotzeiticha miur kasdim, who took you out of Ur Kasdim to give you this land to inherit. I am Adonai. This is precisely the same self-disclosure that Moshe receives in our Parsha. We appear to have arrived at a direct contradiction to our Parsha's eponymous phrasing, I appeared, Vaera, to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov as El Shaddai, but by my name Adonai, I was not known to them. God certainly was known to Avraham as Adonai, and later to Yitzchak and Yaakov as well. How then do we understand Moshe's grand moment of divine disclosure? What new knowledge has God given to Moshe, if not this name? The classical commentators generally conclude that what Moshe must have received over and above his ancestors was not an awareness of the name itself, but some deeper understanding of what the name represents. But when would Moshe have gained this unique insight? An earlier scene in Moshe's story shows that he had a marked interest in the subject of God's name from the start. Moshe, after all, is the only character in the Torah who has actually asked what he should call God. In his conversation at the burning bush, he says, "When I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors sent me to you,' and they say, 'Mashmo,' What is God's name? Ma omar alehim. What will I say to them? Moshe is aware of the importance of a name as a form of verification. He seems to be asking for some name that the children of Israel will recognize as authentic, passed down from generation to generation. But the answer God gives him is not a name that has appeared before. And Elohim said to Moshe, Ehyeh asher ehyeh, and said, that is what you will say to the children of Israel. Ehyeh sent me to you. This is a strange answer to the question, what is your name? Ehyeh asher ehyeh literally means, I will be what I will be. Even stranger is that God then tells Moshe he can shorten the name to simply Ehyeh, I will be. It looks more like a statement than a name. Many explanations have been given for this unusual name, but one basic thing we can say about it is that it's a form of the verb to be. That's significant when we consider that the four-letter name of God that we pronounce Adonai also appears to be built on forms of the same verb. It looks like a combination of the past, haya, present, hoveh, and future, yihyeh, tenses of was, is, and will be. So the meaning of the name might be something like the God who was, is, and will be, the eternal one. We may have suspected that was the hidden meaning of the Tetragrammaton, but it was never explicit. Now Moshe has another name of God that acts as a kind of elaboration on the theme, and now in the first person, as if to say, I am the God who always was and always will be. So I will continue to be. You will continue to experience me as existing in every new moment. This name serves as an explanation for the primary name of God we've been using all along. God continues in the next verse and makes that connection explicit for us. Elohim said further to Moshe, this is what you will say to the children of Israel. Adonai, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov, sent me to you. This is my name forever, Zeshmi Leolam, and this is how I am remembered from generation to generation, Lador Dor. Adonai is the name that God will always have throughout the generations, precisely because the meaning of Adonai is the one who will always exist. The same God who was the God of Abraham was the God of Yitzchak and then the God of Yaakov. And that God is the one who has appeared to Moshe as Ehyeh, I will be. I will be with you now just as I was with your ancestors. When God says to Moshe in our Parsha, I am Adonai, I appeared to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov as El Shaddai, but by my name Adonai I was not known to them. It doesn't mean that the name Adonai was never spoken to them. That, we have seen, has happened before. But they never inquired into a deeper knowledge of the meaning of that name. And so God never fully explained what it meant. Moshe is uniquely interested in names. So Moshe is given a greater insight into a name that has been with humanity from the start, but never fully understood until now. We often think of Moshe's prophecy as distinct because he had greater power than anyone who had come before him. He saw God clearly while others were unable to fully process the divine encounter. But perhaps Moshe's greatest gift was his curiosity. Perhaps it was his willingness to inquire above all that granted him access to the greatest truths.